as we are joined by the head coach of the Climax, Fisher Knights, Coach Alex Wentzel. It was a 68-63 loss, and honestly, on the scoreboard, it felt like it was a lot closer of a game than that. You guys really gave it your all here in this postseason effort.
Yeah, we did. I'm very proud of the boys. I thought they played very well. Everyone, you know, anywhere from our freshmen all the way up to our upperclassmen, they kept positive attitudes. They never gave up, and that's one thing they can definitely hang their hat on.
Ryan Morris was spectacular, 35 points for you guys, but you were able to get contributions from guys like Jarrett Steinmetz, Branson Solheim. He was able to get some baskets for you guys. Ethan Evitz and Tyler Evitz, they weren't able to get all of their shots to go, but when they were able to get their shots to fall, they were very timely for you guys.
Yeah, very much so, you know, and then we got Gabe Wentzel coming in there and hit one in the corner. That was a big momentum swing for us. That put us up, I think, 5-2 at that point. And, you know, if we can just get those younger kids to contribute, then that's when we have a lot of success. And, you know, it's a shame our season's done because we were starting to play our best ball for sure right now. I just wish we would have done it in January.
You gave up 85 points to Stephen Argyle the first time, then 98 the second time. You hold them to under 70 points in this game. Defensively, you guys were really sound.
Yeah, we were. We focused on defense for this game and then playing our game, which is slowing it down. And I thought we did a great job of that. And, you know, for a while, I thought, you know, we kind of went on a little run. They went on a little run. We went on a little run. And I was just hoping that we would be the last ones to go on the run. But unfortunately, we came up a little short.
And, you know, managing the fouls, too. There were a lot of fouls called both in the first half and in the second half. And obviously in the late game scenario, you're having to manage the fouls. But throughout the course of the game, really up until the last couple of minutes, how were you able to manage those fouls?
Yeah, you know, just putting some of our freshmen in where, you know, I know I'm going to get defense out of them between Alex Reitmeier and Jace Model there. You know, we might give up a hair on the offensive end with them, but, you know, they bring it on the defensive end. And they, you know, they always stay with their guy. They just do the little things right, and that's big for us. And, you know, that's kind of how we managed our fouling. And you know, yeah, it hurts when Ethan Evitz has four, and he's kind of our go-to guy, too. So, you know, that kind of changed the momentum of the game for us, too.
And even despite the fact that you guys weren't able to really get a lot from Ethan Evitz because of those fouls, he still contributed in many other ways besides on the score sheet. He was able to contribute on the defensive end, contesting shots, and also creating space on the offensive end to allow Ryan Morris to get those 35 points.
Yeah, you know, I think if you ask Ryan, too, this is a big we're team, right? This isn't the Fisher Climax Ryans, or that's what we've been preaching. We're the Knights. So, you know, we need to... We can't hang our hat on anything that we did wrong tonight. We played a very good game, and yeah, Ethan Evitz was huge for us. You know, yes, he maybe didn't score his 20 that he usually can or, you know, does, but it definitely helped to have him on the defensive end, and I think this is probably one of his best defensive games I've seen out of him. It was a treat to watch.
You're going to be saying goodbye to a couple of seniors, Jarrett Steinmetz. It'll also be Ryan Morris and Ethan Evitz. Those are going to be the three seniors. What have their contributions been to the Climax Fisher basketball program, both on and off the floor?
Yeah, you know, I've only been able to coach these guys for a couple of years. I've known them a lot longer, but they've been a joy to coach. You know, they're very talented. You know, Jarrett is just a workhorse. He just never gives up, and he's just a pest on defense. And you know, Ryan can create his shots so well. We're going to miss that about him, too. And you know, Ethan is just kind of that bruiser that, you know, if he gets hot, you got to guard him. And unfortunately, he didn't get hot tonight, but, you know, we're going to miss him as well. And I think all the boys would say the same.
What are you going to remember most about this season?
Just the adversity, the ups and downs, and trying to overcome adversity, and you know, finally finding our team, and finally finding our team towards the end of the season was really nice to see, and you know, I'm very proud of the boys, all of them, and I can't thank our seniors enough for their time here.
And then next season, a little bit of a preview for the 2024-25 campaign.
Yeah, you know, we're just going to get back to it. Defense, we're going to preach it, right? If we can hold teams to 50, 60 points, I think we got a pretty good chance at winning most games. So, you know, that's going to be the key in the off season, is get everyone in the weight room a little bit and get everyone faster, get everyone quicker, and you know, make everyone jump a little higher, right? That's everyone's goal. So if we can do that, I think we're going to be just fine.
Well, Coach, we've reiterated this point a couple of times, but it was an absolute awesome effort from your team. You didn't look like a 9 seed out there. You guys played up to your potential. Great effort. Congratulations on the season, and best of luck moving forward into next year.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That was the head coach.